Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Woo, Friday catch-up is always the best catch-up. Fair to say?
Well, you had a big, big sleep last night. We talk about that in this today's catch-up. You slept 12 hours, so Ellie's on fire today. I stayed up watching Australia fail in the cricket. So we're kind of opposites, aren't they? You really carried the show.
Just yet another reason why you don't watch cricket. Like, not only is it a super boring sport, but also it detracts from your sleeping life.
You know what? I am very patriotic, but after their performance and after how my performance on the show today, I reckon I may give up cricket very soon.
Yeah. And if they're not ball tampering, I'm not interested.
I know. You love ball tamperers, don't you?
It's my favourite story to ever have broken.
You know what? When they got done for ball tampering, you couldn't relate to anything more in your life, could you?
Are you being smutty?
No.
Are you being smutty on a Friday?
No, didn't you get done in primary school when in the school girls' cricket team for ball tampering?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's what
mainly
I meant.
Because I never played cricket.
Oh, sorry. Also, I swear you told a story. Am I thinking about someone else?
Yes, you're thinking about someone else. You're thinking about your other ball tampering friends.
Right. I swear you were the one that loved ball tampering.
My
anyway.
Balls have never been tampered with. I promise you that much.
I'd hope not.
Oh, God. You know how we always say, Friday shows are the loosest. This is the very last thing we do on a Friday, so yeah. You can imagine just how loose it is. But there is some fun to come in this catch-up, just for something different.
Ellie Bruce Jenner.
Oh, because I got balls.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you did there. It's Caitlyn Jenner, thank you very much.
Oh, that's
Olivia,
right.
Olivia Vivian from Channel 9's Australian Ninja Warrior. She joins us. She was a bit of fun.
She was a lot of fun today.
Yeah, bubbly little chat. Lexi from Channel 9, Nath from Channel 9. They both give us updates on, what's been happening in GB and what's been happening in sport.
Oh, we have a laugh about The Bachelor as well. Not understanding your partner's jobs. A couple of funny calls there.
Yeah, and a nude man slid down a slide. What more do you want from Friday?
That was probably my favourite talk break all show.
All right, enjoy. Enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend, enjoy whenever it is that you're listening to us. We'll speak to you again next week.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
This is a show first for us, Josiah.
So these popsicles are weird.
What in the world?
It's Josiah and Ellie's Weird Around the World. All around
the world. For the first time ever, a Weird Around the World has taken place right here in our very own country.
And deservedly so, because this story is so good. It's something you'd think would happen in some weird country, but it's happened on our doorstep in Melbourne, hasn't
it? It sounds like a Florida story or something, you know, like something that would only happen in America. Nah, it's happened here. So yesterday, a video surfaced online that's very quickly gone viral. And it's of a man on a train right on our doorstep down in Melbourne on the Frankston line, I believe.
Of course it was on the Frankston line. Where else would this story have happened?
Anyway, this guy's on the train. He's decided for some reason, unbeknownst to everyone, to get naked on the train with what looks like it can only be a bunch of his mates. But when I say a bunch of his mates, I'm talking like 20, 30 people.
It looks like, I know it's only surfaced yesterday, but everyone looks like they've tipped in a few. It's a very young-looking train. So my guess is it was on a Saturday night or something.
Yep. Either on their way to the clubs or on their way home from the clubs. This guy's whipped off all his clothes and decided to do a slip and slide down the middle of the train. This is how it went down. So here he goes, he gets up and slides. And the crowd goes wild. The crowd literally, you can't shut him up. That clip goes for like 40 seconds of them just cheering and screaming.
I'm sorry, but if I was on that train, would that not be the greatest moment in your life? It'd be right up there for me.
Look, no?
Oh, as a guy, I don't think there's anything better than if you're sitting there just minding your own business, you got your iPhone, your ears plugged in, you listen to some music, then you look up and some dude gets nude. Doesn't look that weird. He looks pretty normal. He throws some detergent down there. That's why he slipped so well. So you can actually see in the video some liquid.
So he came prepared.
Yeah. Oh, this was the proper. Yeah. This must be some Instagram, you know, one of those famous prank dudes or something. He's proper poured it like it's a slip and slide down the middle of the train. He's got butt naked. He's just gone for it. The slide, it's a good slide as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because I'm telling you right now, if that's a dry train, you can't slide like he slid there.
Yeah.
Because if you slid down it, you'd think he'd just stop or you'd scrape all your insides. Whereas if he covered himself in like Vaseline or, you know.
Vaseline. I have a question, actually. I need to ask you as a man this question. I've always wondered this. A slip and slide, if you're diving on your stomach, or like in footy or in rugby when they dive down to get a try, as a dude, doesn't Like your bits down there. Doesn't it get squashed?
It depends. Usually you'd hope they're tucked. That's all I'm going to say.
Where do you tuck them?
I mean, there's lots of places.
Oh, show me. No, don't show me.
I'll show you during the next song how it works. Okay. And I'll do a slip and slide. I might even get nude, Ellie, as well.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay.
No,
maybe just show me on a piece of paper.
In this situation, I have absolutely no idea because that would have hurt. But when you're wearing shorts and stuff, usually you don't dive like nuts first.
Oh.
You dive like belly and chest first. So usually your hips sit up.
Okay.
If you're thinking about if you're laying flat on your stomach, right, your hips are kind of, there's like a natural arch in your spine.
Oh, so they're protected by the arch.
I'd say so, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So a couple of things now that I've thought about. The arch and the tuck, Ellie.
Okay, good to know. Thank you. See, I learned so much on this show.
Educational.
You teach me
How
so
many
much.
Times do we have to say that Josiah and Ellie are the most educational people on the radio?
I'm concerned. I'm so sorry to our parents if they've listened. I just want to run through very quickly a couple of the comments that have been left on this photo. Someone's written, "I love my country." Another person, "How good is Australia?" Another person, "This is the most Australian video I've seen all year." And then another one, "I love this beautiful country." What is wrong with us? Why do we love this so
because
much?
Because we support it. It's good to be Australian.
Oh, I'm concerned.
Tough.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Guess what? Australian Ninja Warrior. It is back on our television screens. I've been loving it. I've been watching most of the episodes and I've just been feeling, like I said before, really, really bad about myself because I'm nowhere near as fit as these people.
I think that's why we like it because we watch the TV and go, I could do that, nah. And then you look in the mirror and you go, nah, I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It spurs me on in the gym. I'm like, one day I could be a ninja.
Oh.
One person who has achieved that goal is Olivia Vivian. She joins us now. Morning, Olivia.
Good morning, guys. I'm just listening. I think that's half the fun, though, like sitting on the couch and watching these people, and I think we all get a little bit judgy. So I'd call you guys the couch ninjas, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. But it's not as fun when you're stuffing your face with a chicken shitty and washing it down with a Coke Zero, you know? Like, that's when you feel really bad about yourself. Right. Now, you're a regular offender on Australian Ninja Warrior.
Well, who did she offend?
Not offend, you know, like a repeat offender. What's the
guest on the show? A contestant. There we go.
Regular contestant.
You sound like you're about to get locked up, Olivia.
I know, right?
Oh, what I'm
sorry
trying
if I've
to
offended
say.
Anyone.
No. Yeah, you've offended me because you're too fit and I feel bad about myself. We've been over this. No, you've been on seasons before. This year, your tips to do well. How's the process been? What's the difference between this season and last season?
I think any returning ninja will tell you that, you know, we come back, we go home, we train a little bit, and then we get this little bit of confidence coming in. We're like, yes, I have trained for the course this year. I'm going to kill it. And then you get shown the course an hour before we start filming, and they've supersized the difficulty, and you sit back down and you're like, oh, okay. What?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it is different, but you know, you do have a bit of experience, I guess.
There's really nothing that can properly prepare you for that course, is there?
Not much. And especially it is a new sport and it's growing. So I think Ben, my partner Ben Paulson and I, we've actually put together a bit of an online ninja course for people that are new and wanting to know information on how to train and what they should do. So that's called the ninjablueprint.com. If anyone is out there, because there was just no information. So, yeah.
Oh, how cool. That's awesome. So what's...
I know.
Day-to-day, what's your day-to-day job?
I work in hospitality. I love human interaction. I love the challenge of making someone's day and, you know, turning the grumpy people into, you know, someone that leaves with a smile. So I still love doing that. But, yeah, Ben and I have definitely put a lot of work into creating some content and putting all our knowledge into some online material for people out there. So, yeah, training doesn't pay the bills, but, you know, so you find stuff that does.
Do you think you're at the level where now when you leave the country and you have to fill out your departure card and ask you for your occupation,
ninja.
You could say ninja?
I'll write athlete.
Okay.
I think like ninja, like people be like, stop swords.
Yeah, I feel like you get detained. If you go to Japan, they'll probably detain you on the border. Be like, all right, hold on, what's going on here?
Just put legend on mine.
Oh, nice. I like that. I'm off to the States in a couple of weeks. I might try it.
Yeah.
Full-time legend. Hey, Olivia, can I ask, you have represented Australia in the Olympics for gymnastics as well. If you finish this ninja course, right, win the big prize or winning gold medal at the Olympics, what would be your ultimate goal if you had the choice?
Look, I think, you know, a gold medal from the Olympics is something far out. That takes absolute years and years and years. I choose the gold medal. I think I've spent a lot more time in elite sport to know what that truly means to an athlete.
Yeah.
But I mean, climbing the rope on Mount Mandoriyama is no easy feat. And it's certainly a different sort of training and a different sort of mentality going into a course like this.
Yeah, of course. Plus, there's 300 grand at the end of it if you do it right. Yeah. Gold medal's just a medal.
It's a nice payday, isn't it?
Absolutely.
For sure. Well, we wish you the best of luck. We're very much looking forward to watching you on Sunday night's episode. It's happening at 7 p.m. on Channel 9, Australian Ninja Warrior. So make sure you check out Olivia then.
Couch ninjas, don't worry.
Yeah,
I'll be
exactly.
Watching.
I'm pre-ordering my schnitties now in
maybe
anticipation.
Maybe that's what we put on our airplane departing card, just couch ninja.
Yeah. I love it, guys.
Oh, sounds good. All right, Olivia Vivian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
At the moment, get ready. Goulburn Valley, get ready, Australia, because The Bachelor is very nearly back on our screens.
A lot of excited people, and there's also a lot of people dreading it because a lot of men lose their wives and partners over this time, don't they?
Yeah, I know. For us, it's great because it gives us stuff to talk about.
My advice to God, and it's actually rewarding and fulfilling when you sit down and finally watch it. Just
I don't know
embrace
if rewarding's
it.
The right word to use.
It makes you feel better about your own life.
Yeah, that's true. Well, one of the trailers has dropped for it, and I tell you what, it's looking like a cracking season already. This is it.
Hey, going on, Abby.
Hello, Abby. Nah, Matt, lovely to meet you.
What do you do?
I'm a astrophysicist.
Okay, I'm a Gemini.
yeah. Astrology. It's all right.
What's the word he said about what he does? It was such a big word.
Astrophysicist.
It sounds like a fake job. Like, my boyfriend's an astrophysicist.
Do you understand what Matt's job is?
No, not really. Am I supposed to?
Hang on. In their defense, yeah. I don't really know what an astrophysicist really does.
Okay, if you asked me what does an astrophysicist do, I'd say he's a scientist. He studies
stars?
Space.
Right.
I'd say more space than stars. An astrologist is stars, right?
Hang on, I'm Googling it now. Astrophysics is the branch of astronomy that employs the principle of physics and chemistry.
Oh, the most boring subjects at school you could ever have. No offense to kids studying physics and chemistry.
Stuff that.
Yeah, I know, gross. But it means he's a smart dude. But fair call. So there's, 24 women vying for his love and affection? None of them knows what he does. But I feel like this is quite a common theme in a lot of relationships because you'll meet someone, you'll get along really well, they say what they do and you say, what is that?
Yeah, or I've got mates, like my best mate Hamish, he has had the same job for years, but I'm like, and I lived with him as well. Yeah. And he came home and he'd tell me about work, but I still don't really know what he does.
Yeah.
Weird,
it's like
it?
In Friends, or not that you know Friends, but Chandler Bing, he does a job and no one ever knows what it is. It's like data configuration or something.
What's your boyfriend Gav do again?
He's a project manager. So our first date, most of it was spent talking about his work because he said, I'm a project manager. I had no clue.
So do you know exactly what he does, like 9 to 5? Because you just presume he's like some sort of engineer. But the details of the job, I have no idea.
I know. I've gotten to know more because I ask a lot of questions because that's in my job. I ask a lot of questions. But no, I I'm not going to lie. It's no offense, but it's a boring job to hear about if you're not invested in it. So he tells me like, oh, yeah, we're building this new branch of the airport and we're using velour to build it. Velour? That's a type of fabric. Maybe I don't know what he does.
We're using velvet to build the airport? It's like Maya, though. My girlfriend, she is an advertising account executive for some advertising firm.
Right.
And all I know is she works 9 to 5.
Yeah,
what
I
else
know.
Does she do during that time? I have no idea. Yeah. Something with clients? They put on parties, they come up with ideas, but I don't know what she
Like, you could understand. It's not like astrophysics where he'd tell you about it.
Oh,
you have no
I had
clue.
To Google it just then.
Yeah.
I know. But you don't often know what your partner does 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Like, I just presume they're doing well at the job.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16. Do you not know what your partner does? It's okay to admit it because we just have pretty much. Give us a call. I want to hear stories.
I'd love to hear someone who their partner's like in the Secret Service or something. They just can't talk about it, full stop.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
I don't think we'll get that because if it's in the Secret Service, they're in the Secret Service for a reason. Probs not best to broadcast that on the radio. Let's go to Jane from Echuca. Jane, do you not know what your partner does?
I know what my partner does. He's a teacher, but my dad, people ask me all the time, and he is like the managing director of a task force. Sign it. I don't know.
Task force? Like on the police?
No, it's like financey, boring stuff. And he'll tell you, but it's also boring when he tells you.
Jane, you've ever sat down and asked him about it and it still can't get your head around what he actually does?
Yeah, like I'll ask him how his week is and he'll be like, oh, it's really great. We got this project ahead and it's going to go this much in deficit. And
No, those financial terms, I would be the same. Just tune out as soon as you hear them.
So maybe we choose not to know, want to know what our partner or what our family do out of complete boredom. That's
our
the real
own
reason.
Fault. Yeah.
But it's exciting for them.
Yeah, true. All right. Thanks for your call, Jane.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's move on to Justin from Cobram. Justin, do you not know what your partner does?
No, she just says she works at this place called Apollo. I don't know what she does or who she does.
Have you ever asked her questions or wanted to know it all, Justin?
No, I just keep getting told the same thing. It's just a place in Shep called Apollo.
Apollo. Maybe it's like Apollo is in the sport with on horses. Does she work there?
No, I don't know. She gets pretty dressed up, but.
Okay.
I've heard Apollo is quite the place, Justin.
Yeah, I might have to check it out one day.
Yeah, let us know. Do you know what the rates there are or anything like that, Justin? Or
no, I'm not sure. She's a good, honest girl, but good. Hopefully she's not doing anything naughty or telling me the truth.
Well, it depends what sort of place Apollo is, Justin. That's the big question.
I mean, I live in Shep and I've never heard of it, so.
I've heard of one place, Apollo 45. Hopefully it's not it.
I think Ellie needs to go for a drive out to the industrial area. Isn't that right, Justin?
Yeah, that's it, mate.
I mean, I've never heard of it either.
I'm so confused.
Well, does she, as long as she pays the bills, I guess, Justin?
Yeah, she gets good pay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Cash in hand
sugar
or?
Mama.
I'm not sure how it works, mate. Don't ask questions.
All right. Sorry,
fair
mate.
Enough. Okay. All right, Justin. Thanks for your call, bud.
Cheers, sir.
See, bro.
I don't really know what to say about
that. I think Justin knows a lot more than he's leading on. I think he's a freak. I think he sees his girlfriend very often. I think he goes there nearly every day.
I think Justin's with the boys right now having a bit of a laugh.
I think Justin's paycheck goes towards Apollo every week.
Hey, feel free to keep those calls coming. Maybe not the Justin calls.
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Tell you what, it is Screw Up Fridays, but it's also Frothy Friday. Is it too early?
It is. Is it too early to start, though?
No. Yeah. Let's go crack one. 6:09 and 47 seconds. Why not?
Well, I'm tired anyway, so I don't think it'll have much of a difference.
Yeah, no, that's true.
If anything, it'll make me better. Funny.
I mean, we need what we'll take all we can get for you. You actually, Josiah, have been not bad this week.
Really?
You've been pretty good, surprisingly. Yeah, because you've had a busy couple of weeks while I was away. It's me who has come back from a 2-week holiday. I should be fresh. I should be not making any mistakes. Instead, I make heaps.
Well, for the last 2 weeks while you've been away, I've been practicing talking.
About time. What are you, 1 year into this job?
1 year and I finally learned. I thought I'll actually practice while Ellie's gone. Okay. Nailed it. And then this week it shows.
All right. Screw Up Fridays is when we look at the worst moments of the week that has been. And this week's no exception. Let's get into it. I talk too much. We talk too much. It's 11 minutes to 7. Nope, to 8. Oh, first screw up since my holiday.
It is. She's been very good this morning, considering. Well, you should be. You're refreshed from a holiday.
Yeah, I know. Get ready. There's going to be a whole week of them left. What I was trying to say. That's what my brain wanted to say. Obviously, my heart did not agree with it.
Welcome to being just so out.
So I got knocked out in my sleep. Well, sort of. I fell out of bed.
Ooh.
And got knocked out by my bedside table.
Do you know what? I'm going to attempt to make a joke here.
Oh, here we go.
I bet that bedside table was the worst nightstand you've ever had.
Oh,
no, I screwed
she stuffed it.
Up.
What judges are looking for in Ugly Animals to win is special attributes, they say, like hanging tugs.
Hanging tugs?
Tongues, I meant. My voice is...
I was going to say, what's a hanging tongue?
You know what? I'm going to have a quick sip of my coffee before I go on with this story because I'm clearly quite tired.
Who cares? It doesn't matter that you're on the radio. Just like, up to speed.
Don't worry about that.
13, 12, 16, you're right, is our number. Give us a call now, 13.
Oh, 12, she's having a moment. 16. She's a bit jet lagged. Is it kicking in?
I just nearly said the number twice.
You did.
Do you want to take it from here?
Yeah, 10 questions, yeah. 30 seconds on the clock. Every answer must start with the first letter. That's the one. When you call and get them all, we'll give you $1,000. Shep Club, you're awesome. Thanks.
So if I, okay. So if I, okay. So if I, okay.
I was driving out to Mansfield, sort of
To
Mansfield.
Did you just pass wind on the radio?
With my mouth.
There's a whole raft of sporting memories that could top the wazoo.
The wazoo of last night? What sort of word's that?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. American Grill Night on at the Shepparton Club tonight. So you can get wigs. I was going to say wings and ribs, and I put them together.
Why not have a wig as well while you're there?
Why not? Hey, Golden Valley, 13, 20, 12, 16.
You don't remember our number,
I legitimately forgot our number.
It's been 2 weeks. 13, 12, 16 is the number. How dare you? You were on fire, weren't you, this week?
It's amazing how many skills you can lose in 2 weeks. You know?
Talking?
Yeah.
You didn't do that while you were away?
Talking. No. No, I was silent for 2 weeks. Did not say a word. Screw Up Fridays. You can get every episode ever made up at our catch up. Hit.com.au is the place to go for that. Or just download the Hit app or the podcast app or whatever you want.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Guess what, Josiah? Last night I won. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I have never come to work. In the 5 years that I've been working breakfast radio, never come to work with this much energy before.
What's going on? Because I am so jealous of this achievement.
Yes.
And how? That's the big question.
Okay. So yesterday, right, I got home from lunch, right? Lunch wrapped up around 3 o'clock. Got home and I was exhausted.
Was it a long lunch?
Yeah, for a long time. Got home and I was exhausted. You know, it's been a big week.
It's been a pretty quiet week.
It's been a really quiet week. Okay, I'm going to go with the I'm still jet lagged thing.
Right, that okay? makes sense.
We'll go with that. Anyway, I get home and I'm like, I'm just going to have a quick little nap. I'm going to wake up around, you know, 4:30, go to the gym, maybe go to quiz night at Flanagan's, and then, you know, my day will be done. Nah. Went to bed around, I'm going to say 3:30, quarter to 4 from my nap. Didn't wake up until 6:30. So there goes my going to the gym.
So there's what, 2.5, 3 hours there?
Yep, exactly. I'm just snoozing away. When I woke up at 6:30, I had a message from one of my friends who I planned to go to Flanagan's quiz night with. She's like, oh, are you still keen? I was like, to be honest, I'm shattered. Like, I just woke up.
Who was that?
My friend Beth.
Oh, Beth.
Yeah, my friend Beth, if you're listening. Yeah, and I was I'm really shattered. Like, maybe we should give it a miss. And she's like, yeah, okay, cool, fair enough, no worries. And so I was like, do you know what? It's 6:30 p.m. It's dark outside, rainy, stormy, gross. I actually don't have any reason to get up. And I was still full from the long lunch that I'd had.
So did you think that you might, just sleep an extra couple of hours and then siesta? Or did you think you'd run the gauntlet and go for the whole night?
Pretty much.
Were you that tired?
Yeah, I was just like there's nothing getting me out of bed. Yes, I could get up and make dinner, but I wasn't very hungry.
Yeah, but the Australians were playing the cricket.
Yeah, that
was... Did you not want to watch the semi-final and support your country?
No. I mean, yeah, go Aussie, 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 oi, 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 all that and stuff. But I can do that from my bed. And so I was like, here we go, Ellie. This is your moment. This is your chance. My boyfriend's on a plane at the moment for the next, 12 hours. I knew I didn't have to speak to him. My parents are away. There was nothing I had to do.
Switch that phone off and roll the dice, Ellie.
Yep, I'm going to do it. Here we go. Let's see if I can make it. So about 7 p.m. came, and I closed my eyes again, drifted off, slept all the way through to 3 a.m. this morning.
Good effort.
Woke up, saw, okay, cool, got an hour left till my alarm usually goes off. I'll set it again, set the alarm, went straight back to sleep, slept until my alarm this morning. I ended up having 12 hours sleep, baby.
That's unheard of.
Unheard of when you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
What's that kissing disease, glandula? Do you have a glandula or something or some tight, sleep thing? Because I've never met anyone that has so much sleep in my life.
I know. My boyfriend calls me a koala because I sleep all the time.
I'm very jealous, especially myself and many people listening. We're up watching the cricket last night. I didn't go to bed till after 11, up at 4, haven't had much sleep, extremely tired, and you're here yelling at us about how you've had 12 hours. It doesn't go down too well, I'll be honest.
Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game, all right? No, but that you're exactly right. I feel like everyone in their life has had a long sleep, and this morning we want to celebrate it. I want you to join in with me. Even if it wasn't last night, maybe there was a time in your life when you slept for 20 hours. If that's the case, I want to hear from you.
Well, wouldn't that, imagine if we got someone with that sleeping disease, you know, where some people just sleep like, what is it, 20 out of 24 hours in the day?
It's the dream. Maybe we'll get someone who's been in a coma and slept for like 3 weeks.
Well, my friend was in a coma for 3.5 months, maybe longer. We had him on the show, the guy that got stabbed.
Yeah. Get him to call then. Tell him our number is 13 12 16. We're looking for the Goulburn Valley's longest sleeper.
I mean, it was kind of induced, so it's a little bit different.
Nah, still counts. Let's go to Sarah from Shep. Sarah, what's the longest you've ever slept?
Similar situation, because I had gotten back from an overseas holiday. But one day I went to sleep at 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yep.
And I woke up the next morning at 6.
Oh.
Good effort. And you slept the whole night through?
The whole night through. The whole night. It was like 14 hours.
Did you?
And I woke up and I didn't know what my name was and what day it was. It was a very confusing situation.
But did you feel like it was a whole new world? Did you feel like you were just on top of the world?
Oh, well, I was a little bit confused, to be honest. I think maybe I was still a little bit jet lagged.
Yeah.
So maybe not as great. Maybe a little bit more, like, out of it.
As a man who's only had 4 hours sleep, you girls are feeling very cruel this morning.
All right, come off it. You sleep well tonight, my friend. Thanks for your call, Sarah.
Thank you.
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie. Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Yeah, it is. This week, there's been some corkers just poking their way out to me as the week's gone on. I don't know how they've poked their way out. But every morning you and I get in and we troll through the news, and without a doubt we come across weird and wonderful headlines. So we want to go through a few of them that have broken this week. Number one happened earlier this week. It's Bachelor related. The first 4 Batchy contestants have been revealed, and there's even a brunette.
That's a good headline.
Well done. Well done.
It is true. They're often all blonde, aren't they, on there?
Yeah.
Very stereotypical.
Oh, look, there's a token couple of brunettes every now and again, but you're right. There is often a lot of blondes. So there you go. Those 4 women that were revealed, by the way, beautiful girls. Looking forward to that season.
But just one brunette.
Yeah. Even the brunette. Headline number 2. This is the one I love, and this is one that you need to take note of. I didn't read the article because that's not the rules in Headline of the Week. We just read the headlines. But why men should give women their super.
Oh, come on. Who wrote this? Feminist vegan?
Nah, I think it was on news.com.
So I don't even want to know why.
Nah, we don't need to. We take it as the headline says.
What about women should give men their super?
That wasn't the article, Josiah. It's not the article one bit. How about this one? The cricket has, of course, been trending this week. A UK tabloid called The Sun, they published an article. Silly Oz holes, as in Australian holes, as in another word that Oz could be. So I think that's quite clever.
They're calling us Oz holes.
Yeah. So apparently...
I'm offended.
I didn't see this, but the Aussies walked a lap of Edgbaston barefoot.
Really? At some stage, either, yeah.
Yeah, so then the article goes on to say... Bonkers barefoot ritual the batty Aussies believe will help KO England. Like, stop being so wordy.
Well, it didn't work because we lost last night anyway. So yeah. We must have done a lap in the days leading up to the semi-final last night and all walked bare feet for some weird reason.
Silly Ozholes. That's generally what they're calling us. Finally, now this one happened in the Gold Coast, here in our very own soil. Man with mullet and facial tattoos on the run. After stealing, and I can't say this word, what he stole, but what I will do is after stealing and lollies.
I've seen this article. I reckon it popped up in my Facebook feed. Yeah. His face is covered in tattoos.
Covered in tattoos. Do you know what? If you're going to steal something, don't make yourself so recognisable.
Yeah, it's true. If you're covered in face tattoos, mate, and there's CCTV, I think they're going to find you.
Yes, exactly. There you go. Bunch of headlines all making news this week.
This is The Catch Up.
With
Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lex.
Yeah, every Friday we like to get Lexi Junawick from Channel 9 News Border North East on to tell us what's been going on around the Goulburn Valley this week. I just, with 5 seconds left to go on that song, said, hey, Lexi, you got some stories for us? And she started to tell me, and then I'm like, okay, cool. Well, we've got to go on air. So great prep doing. Welcome,
Thank you. Fun Friday. Get me into gear quickly. That's what we like. We love the breaking news. We love the quick, you know, get into it.
We're in radio. You're in TV.
These two.
Exactly. If a story breaks, we are on it straight away.
Are you calling people in TV slow?
Slower than radio people, yep.
Snail, I am
You know what? You are absolutely correct.
Oh, geez. Two against one, guys.
I know.
Give me it much.
Sorry, girl. Right. Tell us, what's been going on around the GV this week?
Well, I'm still drying off from an incredible fire that occurred in Chatura yesterday afternoon.
This.
I know. Luckily, it was an abandoned house, but I tell you, flames got hold of it so quickly.
Really?
And by the time I was there, which was about 10 minutes after it started, completely gutted.
How did you get there that quick? Well done.
Vic Emergency app is a good alert.
Look at
you just, you know, cruising down the highway. I'm sorry if I mean, I didn't do anything illegal, but I'm sorry if I freaked anyone out.
You almost beat the fireys there.
Well, I was going to say, big shout out to the fireys. Eight appliances, crews from Shep, Marutna, you know, Tatura. Great guys doing an incredible job. The conditions were very trying. It was pouring down, which you don't think fire and rain.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. How on earth? Like, you look outside right now, which is pretty much what the weather was like yesterday. How does a fire break out in this weather?
But it does, I guess, and fortunately didn't affect any other properties, but was a lot of flame and smoke.
I've heard that it's a suspicious fire
as
well.
That's correct. So the arson squad is at the scene this morning. So cause yet to be determined, but definitely stay posted.
Interesting.
I don't have an apology to make because I'd messaged you in the afternoon because you and I obviously live together.
We do.
I said, hey, like, you're still keen for quiz? And you're like, I'm drenched from head to toe. I don't want to go. And instead of like getting up and welcoming you home and, you know, with a nice towel and a heater, I fell asleep at, you know, 4 p.m. and slept right through. So
it's all jazz. As I say, it's totally jazzy. And it just means that we're going to be super smart for quiz next week.
Yes, exactly.
So watch out, GB.
Do you often greet your roommates with a towel?
Yeah.
She greeted me once with streamers for my birthday, a whole setup. So props to
Edo. We have a fun house, okay?
Sorry, I don't mean to have a dirty mind, but I'm just picturing a bunch of new girls with towels.
That's totally it.
Like just with towels, just handing them to each other. Like, it sounds like a, do you have pillow fights after you give each other towels?
No, come on.
No, not at all. Just get your mind out of the gutter.
My hidden camera says otherwise.
Oh, my God.
The other reason, Lexi, I'm going to move right along from him, that we wanted to get you in today. We've been discussing this morning, people keep telling us that there's severe weather warnings in place and Shepparton and the Goulburn Valley are going to be hit by heaps of weather this weekend. But we can't seem to find anywhere actually stating that officially.
Exactly right. And that's what I would say. I mean, word spreads very fast when these kind of things happen. But we've just been on the Bomb app. There's no severe weather warning for Shepparton. There is a severe weather warning for parts of Victoria at the moment, but that's refreshed twice a day from the Bomb. So my best recommendation is check, you know, the Bomb app, the Bureau of Meteorology website, because they have all the systems and all the knowledge in the world that's going to, you know, advise. I mean, you know, you can always get it wrong, but they're, you know,
pretty right.
Source.
Looks like we're getting it spanked by rain all day today.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow's going to be actually not bad, but freezing 11 degrees. Not bad. And then Sunday's going to be 12 and cloudy. So judging by that, it shouldn't be too bad, but I feel like something might hit us left to centre.
Definitely rug up, but I don't think Stormageddon, I mean, I say this now and it's probably going to happen, but Stormageddon is at bay for now, I think.
Okay.
Good
well, let's all rug up, get a towel and keep each other warm. Hey?
Yeah, that's it. Out of the gutter.
If you need one, apparently come to our house because I've got heaps.
She got plenty.
Hey, make sure you catch Lexi on Channel 9 News, Borden North East from 6 p.m. tonight. Thanks for joining us this morning, girl.
Thank you, superstars.
Hit Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Desire and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Yeah, it is. Another big round of AFL coming up. Kicking off tonight with the grand final rematch, West Coast taking on Collingwood, and then continuing throughout the weekend.
I need my help with my tips this weekend. I'm very confused with what to do.
Yeah, you and me both. So luckily we've got an expert on the show to talk to us about it. Nathan Curry from Channel 9 News, Border North East, joins us now. Morning, Nath.
Morning, guys. I'm glad you're dealing with this cold as well, Ali. That's what you deserve after Bailey.
I know. Look, do you know what? You should feel sorry for me because, yes, I was away for 2 weeks in the glorious sun. But now it makes it even harder to be in the cold. So.
Oh, we feel so sorry for you.
I'm
way worse off.
She was in the Greek islands, Barcelona. Where else did you go? London?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
No, we'd rather, you know, we're pretty happy, aren't we, Nath?
Yeah, it couldn't be better.
I do need your help, mate. Tonight, West Coast at home to Collingwood. I'm thinking about tipping the Magpies for an upset. Is that silly?
No, I think there are a chance. I'm personally going to go to Eagles. I think they're really starting to hit their straps, particularly with Nick Nat back.
Yeah,
my boy.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, I know. He'll pull through. About him against Brody Grundy, that'll be a good old matchup.
Yeah, I reckon it could be the matchup of the season. I think there's something about Nick Nat. I just love him. I think Grundy v Nick Nat is probably bigger than Grundy v Gawn, particularly because I reckon if Nick Nat can stay on the park, I think these two will be playing off in some sort of final, whether it is the grand final again, Ali, but I think they'll be definitely playing off in September at some stage.
Do you know if tickets are available to the grand final yet? Can I get my hands on some? How do I go about that? I just feel like I should, you know, book my spot now because the Eagles are booking theirs.
I reckon the Arrogant Eagles probably booked them back in November.
Not me. I was waiting till they hit their straps. It's been a bit tumultuous, but, you know, we're getting there.
Hey, Nate, tomorrow, Swannies, they should do a good job against the Blues. Hawks, you presume, should beat Fremantle. Now, this is the other game I'm struggling with, the Bombers at Marvel Stadium against the Kangaroos. Thoughts there?
Yeah, good call, Josiah. I think the Bombers are starting to hit their straps too, but since the Roos got rid of Brad Scott, they're flying, and Marupna's Jai Simkin, he is just destroying it. Now they've stuck him in the guts where he probably belongs by the looks of things. So I reckon I'm going to go the Roos.
Yeah, isn't he having a cracker, old Simkin? He's carrying them at the moment.
Where has he been? Why haven't they put him in the midfield sooner? But he's certainly doing well now.
Yeah, good on him. What about Tigers Giants? What are your thoughts on that one? I feel like they're relatively equally matched.
Yeah, I think the Tigers, I reckon the Tigers are probably the best placed team to win the premiership at the moment. My colleague Alicia Mewling was going on about this stat that she saw this time in 2017, the Tigers were in the exact same position they are now. So I reckon they're just about to charge, and they're getting all their big guns back. Whether Alex Rance comes back this year, probably not, but with the rest of their team, I reckon they're prime. So I'll go to the Tigers.
Big call. Massive call. I'm looking at them. They're sixth on the ladder now. Yeah, all right.
Just huge. Do you know what? Just watch and see.
The Goulburn Valley will be very happy if that's...
Brisbane are in fourth position. Who would have thought at first? We're like, they're just having a couple of good games. Now it's getting out of control. Are they going to upset the Power at home? Well, it's not really an upset anymore, is it?
No, I reckon they'll do it too. I reckon the Lions are just flying. But they are the real deal, I think. I think it's just another one of those young sides that seems to have clicked, and I think they're going to be the team this year to just ride that momentum. So, yeah, I'm going the Lions there.
Boom. We're on.
Who would have thought at the start of this season that these teams would be doing well? It's crazy. Well, Nath Curry, as always, thank you for your expertise and helping us through our tipping. Josiah and I are getting very competitive towards the end of the season, so you could be all the difference.
We're equal on points, Nath, at the top of a second. I think we are on the ladder now, so it's getting very intense.
Well, if you win, just remember who's been helping out all season.
Of course.
But I've been here.
We'll take you out. We'll take you out on the town here.
I've been doing the opposite to what you've been saying, Nath. So.
Yeah. Whatever works.
Oh, make sure you catch Nath Curry tonight, Channel 9 News, Border North East from 6 p.m. Nath, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, guys. See ya.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.